For a supervisor, how may I help you? Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. I'm floor supervisor. How may I help you? Hello, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. I'm floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Felicia, my name is Sandra Lawson. The lady who answered the phone couldn't answer me, and I have already spoke with one lady there called Sonia. It says that she's the supervisor. Are you the supervisor?
I am.
Okay. So can you please, I have already spoke with three ladies because I told them that I never authorized $59.95. That I received one watch that was free and was cheaper with $6 something that I pay and authorized with my credit card. That I never authorized that watch. Like, you never guys told me that I have to pay more money. That is fake advertisement.
What's your zip code so that I can pull up your account?
98270.
That 98270.
That Sonia told me that she already closed that account.
What's your first and last name?
Sandra Lothlan.
Spell your last name for me.
Laughlan.
Will the account be under a different name?
Kevin. The same last name.
Is there a different zip code coming up on the zip code 98270?
Yeah, 98270.
That is your shipping zip code?
Yes.
Okay, what's the last four of the card number that you're charged on?
Nine seven nine eight.
Thank you. I'm not pulling up an order for you, ma'am.
Well, so let me know because I have a transaction for you guys from $6, and now I have a transaction for $59.95. The bank asked me to call you guys first, and I have already spoke with three people, including one supervisor called Sonia. And I told them that I never authorized the $59.95.
Were they able to locate your account for you when you previously called in?
Yes. And she called me back because I told her that you guys are thieves. I never authorized that amount.
Okay, so I have the last four as 9798. Can I get the first six of the card number that you're charged on?
I'm sorry, but with this thing, I cannot provide anything else because you guys can be fraud and do more fraud in my card.
We're not a fraud company, ma'am, and I'm only asking for the first six so that I can try and locate the account. It'll narrow the search down for me.
I'm going to provide you the first four.
Repeat that for me.
Seven.
I'm sorry, could you repeat it for me?
4117.
Okay, and the next two numbers?
Man, I told you, I don't want to provide anything else.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but I'm only trying to help you, ma'am. I need the first six of the card number. Was that 73?
Yes.
So I have 411773 and then 9798.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. It's not showing that we have charged your card with this number you provided.
Charge my card, ma'am. What is your name and your first name and your... last name, please.
My name is Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
Can you spell that slowly for me?
Yes, F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
L as in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I as in India.
Mm-hmm.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I as in India.
Mm-hmm.
A as in Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And my operator ID is 14031.
Okay, Felicia. I have already spoke with three people before, and they said that I have to return that watch back. I have already checked the address, and that address doesn't exist. You guys are charging me $59.95. I authorized $6 discount because you guys said that it was free. Now that I received a watch and I never used it, but because it never worked, now you guys are telling me that you are charging me $59.95. That's why I said you are thieves, because I never authorized that amount. Now,
okay, ma'am, if I had an account in front of me for you, I'd be more than happy to try and get this rectified, ma'am. But we're not having your account in front of me, it's rather hard to do so.
So let me finish. So I spoke with one lady called Sonia who returned my call back again and said that the account is closed and that I have to return that stupid watch and that you guys are going to charge me $9. And then you say that you're going to return that that $59 return back to my account. And now I'm asking you to provide the address because I have already looked at the Google that address, and that address doesn't exist. And you guys are taking money from my account.
Okay, I will have to have your account in front of me in order for me to provide you any additional information. Would the account be under anyone else's name other than yourself and Kevin's?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be any other name on your account, ma'am, that you have been charged for?
This is the one, and you guys are charging me for that. That's why I'm calling you guys. So if you're telling me that you never charged me that, I'm going to call my bank, provide your name and your ID. You said, what is your last name?
My last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
So they are going to call that.
Yes, have your bank to call back with you, and we may can get additional information from your bank so that we can try and locate that charge. And if so, we'll be more than happy to get this rectified for you.
Because that lady, Sonia, sent me a message and said that I have to return that watch back. And I need the address.
Okay, I will have to have your account in front of me, ma'am, to see who you ordered from.
I need the address.
Okay, I don't have an address to provide to you without me locating your account.
Do you guys record that call that I'm asking you right now?
Repeat that for me.
Do you have record of this call that we are having right now?
All of our calls are recorded. Yes, ma'am.
Felicia, so you still again say that you never charged my credit, my debit card.
I can't locate the account for you. And I've checked your account. And like I said, even the card number, nothing is coming up with that card number or the zip code. If you can give us a call back with your financial institution on the line, they can probably provide us additional information.
I have no idea. I just authorized $6 something. That is the only amount that I authorized for the shipping. I didn't authorize $59. So that lady, the three ladies before, found that account. And they said that they closed my account.
Even with it being closed, I would still be able to see the account.
Tell me something, because this must be a fraud or something. I'm pretty sure.
If you want to give us a call back with your bank on the line with you, again, they can probably...
855-438-8053.
No, that is not this number, ma'am.
Okay, so then this is a fraud. Okay. Thank you.
If you want to give us a call back with your bank, I'd be more than happy to speak with your bank so that we can try and locate the account.